with those in the church who are sinning. The church must cleanse itself. It cannot allow itself to tolerate sin among its people for its testimony's sake and for the sake of the joy and effectiveness of the people themselves. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 6, it says, "We command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you keep aloof from every brother who leads an unruly life and not according to the tradition which you receive from us." In other words, when someone leads an unruly life and they have been confronted and they have been endeavored to be brought through the process of restoration and they refuse to come, we have to stay away from them. Why? Because of their negative effect. So both from the standpoint of purging the church and saving the church from evil influence, we must engage in a confrontation of sin. And even leaders are not exempt. Paul, writing to Timothy, said the elders at sin should be rebuked before all, that others may fear. There is a great responsibility that we have for the purity of the church, and we cannot back away from that. Paul, writing to Titus, also points out similarly in Titus that there is a need for this kind of direct confrontation and commitment. He says in verse 10 of Titus 3, "Reject a factious man after a first and second warning, knowing that such a man is perverted and is sinning, being self-condemned." Beyond that, in chapter 2, verse 15, he says, these things speak and exhort and reprove with all authority. Let no one disregard you. God wants a pure people, a people zealous for good deeds. Speak it, exhort it, reprove those who don't do it. Do it with authority and don't let anybody disregard you. In other words, you got to confront sin. Whether it's a factious man who's divisive or whether it's a believer who's not pure, you have to do it. You do it with authority. That's part of your responsibility. The question is then, how do we do this? How is it then that those who are walking by the Spirit are to help those who are fleshy, who are failing to walk by the Spirit, which, by the way, cuts them off from all the perfecting work that God wants to do in them? Well, let's go to Galatians 6 and find out. I'm going to give you three principles, three very simple points. When you come across someone who is fleshy, who is sinning, who is not obeying the Word of God, not walking by the Spirit, and I do not mean by that some scandalous sin alone, but we'll see how broad this injunction is.